Hello. Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Well, I have to go to where my documents are. Okay, I called. On November 13, I took a survey of your company about the mobile telephone. And then when the survey was finished, they said, you know, we offer you something for free, and but just you pay your shipping cost. And I agreed, and I gave them the credit card number, and they charged $5 something, you know, to that one. But a few days later, you know, I checked my credit card number. And I saw on my statement that the same company, which is yours, has charged $67.32 to my account for a merchant that's supposed to be free to me, as your surveys was saying. That's what I called and told you and your company to return my money back to the account they took off that money from.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
My zip code is 67226.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Siavash, Siavash. My last name is Amani, Amani.
Okay, so I did locate an account for you for security purposes. Could you please verify your address?
My address is 3545 North Inwood, one word, Court, Wichita, Kansas, 67226.
Okay, so please allow me a brief moment just to pull up your account.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for holding. I do see where on November 13th you placed the order for the kitchen set where you
No,
only
I did
paid for.
not. Okay, I did not order. I took the survey, and survey said you take this one, it is a free. And then just you pay for the shipping. That's what I did.
Yes, sir. So I do see where on November 13th you signed up for the kitchen product and you paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74.
Right.
So, were you aware of the terms and conditions? Because the terms and conditions stated you had within a certain amount of time to call in and cancel before you billed in full. So, you got billed in full on November 18th for the $67.32.
Yeah, they took off from my my credit card account without my consent.
Okay, so you consented to it when you signed up and paid for that shipping and handling, which was $5.74, because they
Yeah.
automatically put you in a trial. And the
No.
terms and conditions
No, but
state
they
that you
didn't
had
tell me.
within.
But they didn't tell me they're gonna charge me $67. 32 cents. They
Yes, sir.
didn't tell me. They didn't tell me. This is some kind of fraud. That's what I call. And then I asked him, without further delay or discussion or argument, put that money back to my account. That's all I need. $73.06.
Yes, sir. So when you signed up for that, before you put in your card information, the terms and conditions popped up And it was stated in those terms and conditions, so these charges are valid. So you did ask for a refund of that $67.32. So what I'm able to offer you is a 35% refund on that $67.32.
No. You. I did not ask for anything. I just signed for the shipping, not anything else. If you are not going to give me that money back, my bank is going to get it from you. No problem. But I say, you know, without any, you don't have to send me that $5. $5 for you as a charity. But $67.32, you have to, without any penny less, you put back to my account. Because this is the way you did it. It is like a conning. You know what the conning is? It's like a fraud, like cheating the people. I would like to see that $67.32 be back on my account as soon as possible.
So please allow me a brief moment to see what I can do for you, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so I do see where you did call in on November 21st. And just to let you know that your account is completely canceled, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges on your account. Now, as far as the refund go, as a courtesy to you because of those terms and conditions, I can offer you a 50% refund on that $67.32.
No, 50, nothing. Even not one penny you cannot take out of that money. Because I did not order anything. I just, you offer an item for free just to pay for the shipping, which I paid the shipping. If you are going to cancel some money from that money, I need my shipping money too. I need $73.06. Otherwise, I have already talked to my bank about this fraud. I call it fraud from now on. I don't call it the business.
Okay, you're stating that...
You talk to your manager. This is a fraud. And
so
without my consent, you went into my account and charged my account for $67 without I know you. And the only thing I know you charge is $5.74. That's all. But you have to pay me back that charge also. And then the full amount for the money you took from my bank. Go talk to your manager, to your boss, to everybody. And I have my bank to get that money back from you.
Okay, so yes, sir, you state that we took that money from your without your consent, but when you signed up for it, like I stated before, it was under the terms and conditions, so it was really under your consent.
No,
but just allow me.
Under my consent, to cancel it, because I didn't need anything yet that you offered. I asked them to cancel it, and the guy canceled it. Not transfer, not shipping, nothing, anything. Now, please.
Okay, so please allow me a brief.
Send back $73.06 to my account.
So please allow me a brief moment to speak with my supervisor about it to see what we can
sure.
do for you.
You can ask. I talk to your supervisor.
Thank you for holding, sir.
You're welcome.
So I did speak with my supervisor, and I did go ahead and refund you back that $67.32. So please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days to show back on your account. Is there anything else that I can help you with on today?
Yeah, can I get the confirmation?
Well, you should have an email sent to you once it was canceled, once it has been refunded back to you. Your account is canceled, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Okay. $67?
Yes, sir. $67.32.
Yeah, okay. And then $4.74 as a charity from me to you, to your cunning company.
All right. Well, if there's not anything else, sir, I would like to thank you for contacting me.
Okay, you've been good. I don't I don't insult you because you just worked it, but the company itself is a conning and then it's a fraud. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day as well. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's all. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, I'll disconnect. Thank you for calling, contacting customer support.
Yeah, bye-bye.